This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my brothers, my sisters. Allah Almighty tests us by dangling something in front of us that we're not supposed to do. And then He says, who is going to stay away, knowing that I have prohibited it and I've made it such that you could do it, but you should abstain because of your love for me. You should abstain because of your connection with me. And because I said that you shouldn't do that. So verse number 94 of Surah Al-Ma'idah teaches this to us in a beautiful way.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu layabluwannakum Allahu bishay'in minas saydi tanaluhu aydikum wa rimahukum liya'lam Allahu man yakhafuhu bil ghaib. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
Allah says, O you who believe, Allah will test you with a little bit of the hunting animals that will be at close reach of your hands and your spears, your arrows. Close reach, which means in the condition of ihram, which is in the condition where you are fulfilling the pilgrimage or the minor pilgrimage, you're not allowed to hunt animals. So Allah says, at that time, we're going to make these animals come close. Or we will make it such that your hands can reach them, or your spears or arrows can reach them, in order to test you, who from amongst you is conscious of Allah, fears Allah in the unseen. No one's watching you besides Allah. Are you really going to, because of your connection with Allah, abstain when there is a beautiful hunting animal, something you want to eat or you want to consume, you want to hunt it, and it's right there. And Allah says, don't do it. Are you going to go for it or are you going to go for what Allah said? That happens, and Allah says, فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ Whoever crosses the limits after that, for them is a painful punishment. From that, we see in life also, Allah Almighty has prohibited many things. And sometimes when He wants to test us, He allows those things to dangle in a way that they're at close reach. It's doable. You can commit this sin, no matter what it is, drugs or pornography or adultery or alcohol or gambling or whatever else it may be. Allah says, well, are you going to stay away because of me, or are you just going to jump into it because you can do it? If you can do it and you just jump into it knowing that this is prohibited and defiance of Allah, that's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. So that was a beautiful point of benefit I thought I'd share with you. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.